We believe in better.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Back again here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Dave Kane with you once again in downtown Indianapolis. As we get set for the second half, before we do, let's take a peek back at the Pella Windows and Doors rebounding battle. You can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you must order by April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. As we take a look at who's hitting the glass in that first half, it was the Pacers, and this was a storyline in the first half. 25-17, the advantage on the glass for the Pacers. 9-7 on the offensive boards in favor of the Pacers, and that's particularly problematic when you consider the fact they shot 51% from the field and still had 9 offensive boards, and they were incredibly opportunistic. 20 second-chance points for Indiana, just 6 for the Bucks. That will be an area of focus for Milwaukee going ahead into this second frame. Dave Kane back with you once again, our on-site stat man. That would be the one and only Tom Hecker. We've got Alan Benjamin on our controls. On-site engineer Justin Garcia and Jason Gordon back in the WTMJ studios. Pacers with a basketball as we're about ready to start things in the second half with Tyrese Haliburton moving it into the front court along with Siakam, Turner, Nembhard, and Nesmith. As he will pull up, 16-footer from Nembhard is up and good. And Nembhard's having himself another solid game. He's got 10 points. Bucks will counter with a combination of Beverly, Portis, Lillard, Lopez, and Middleton. Bucks now down 69-55. Trailed by as many as 19. We'll see if they can get off to a quick start here. Yikes. Middleton got knocked to the deck, and now he's favoring that left leg. As he's helped back to his feet, that was a hard fall for Chris. So foul will go on Aaron Nesmith. And if they're questioning whether that was a foul, I don't know. I mean, that was pretty overt by my estimation. Inbound pass goes to Portis. Bucks in green. It is the Pacers clad in gold. Pocket pass and a turnover. Dame put it behind Portis, and it's easily taken away by Nesmith. Not the start the Bucks were hoping for here in the third quarter. Here's Nembhard with an open three, and he cashes in again. Turnover, wide open three on the other side. Like I said, not the way you draw it up. 72-55. Pacers now by 17, and they are closing dangerously close to their game high of 19 points, that lead. Portis fading and firing from the free throw line, and he knocks it down. Bucks needed it. Pacers open on a 5-0 run. They've got it now the other direction, leading 72-57. Haliburton hands it to the cutting Turner, and Turner goes blasting over Lillard, who's saying, I was set up. I was set up and waiting for that collision, but they will say defensive foul going against Dame. So Lillard gets called for his first foul, and we'll have some free throws now for the Pacers. And if this starts to even up for Indiana, it's trouble for the Bucks, because this was a large part of their success in that first half, where they were 15 of 16. Now, officials are huddled up. Pat Bev is suggesting, I don't know if someone saw something differently or what, but at any rate, they're going to go about their business as usual. Our officiating crew, again, led by David Guthrie tonight, Ed Malloy and Carl Lane. Deidre Taylor is our alternate official here tonight, and Turner, a rare miss of any kind here tonight on his first trip to the line. He's got 15 points, 5 rebounds. He's hit 3 of 6 from distance, actually missed his last 2 threes in the first half. Turner's 6 threes coming into this already tied for his team record for 3-pointers in a series for a center. And he's added 3 more to that tally as he knocks down the second free throw. 73-57 is our score. Middleton the other way. Driving inside. Funnels the pass to the right baseline where Pat Bev couldn't hit the shot, but Middleton taps the rebound out to Portis, and Portis floats one up and in from the left elbow. So good to see Bobby see a couple of those go down. 1 for 6 in the first half. He's 2 for 2 here in the second half. Middleton trying to fight through a screen from Miles Turner with Nembhard on the dribble. Takes it into the paint, rifles it to the corner. Lillard recovers to get on Halliburton. Out top it comes. Nembhard again from three. This time he leaves it short. So the Bucks go the other way down, 73-59. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the second half. Lillard will trigger the pass to Portis, right wing. Catch and shoot three, too strong. Rebounded by Turner. Bucks just have not been able to hit their threes, and that has become their undoing here tonight. Now 2 of 14 from distance. Indiana, conversely, 10 of 26. Outscoring the Bucks by 24 points from three. Siakam fades and fires. He hits from 14. So Indiana goes ahead 75-59. If the Bucks can just find a way to flip the switch from three, boy, it changes everything. But so far, there has just been nothing going there. Lillard on the other side, picked up by Nembhard on the right wing. He picks up his dribble, sends out top to Middleton. Middleton defended by Nesmith, top of the arc, dribble drive, spins in on Nesmith, floats it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound, batted out back to him. Middleton a head fake, sends out top to Lillard. Lillard's defended by Nembhard there. Dribbles with the left hand around the Middleton screen, steps back, launches from three, and he finally gets one to drop. Splashes the three-pointer home from the left wing, and the Bucks back to within 13 on that jumper for Dame. His first Michelob Ultra three of the night. Halliburton trying to answer. His three-pointer is too strong. Rebound gathered in by Lopez. He'll hand to Lillard. Can Dame find a little bit of that fire here? He feeds to the wide-open driver, and Lopez rocks the rim with the rack attack. A big two-hand jam in a timeout coming from Indiana. 8:38 to play, third quarter. Milwaukee's got it back to an 11-point game. 75-64, the Bucks offense trying to dial it up here from downtown Indianapolis. We'll come back. This is round one, game three coverage of the NBA playoffs on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on Menards' unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Atlas shingles have the curb appeal you're looking for and the protection you deserve. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130 mile per hour wind warranty, and a super wide design for fast installation. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. And check out Menards.com for all of our hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
What do you get when you combine grilled-to-order deliciousness with only the finest Wisconsin cheeses? Cousin Sub's new Wisconsin cheese steaks, featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, sautéed onions, and their new cheddar supreme cheese sauce. It's a match made in dairy heaven. And the decadence doesn't stop there. Pair your Wisconsin cheesesteak with their new Orange Dream Shake. All are available for a limited time only. Order in-store, online, or via the mobile app. Cousin Sub's. We believe in better.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Well, this game has been led by the Pacers throughout. They currently lead 75-64, but the Bucks hanging around, which is saying something because this game has been on the verge of blowing open on a number of occasions. We're brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing else matters. Visit jockey.com. All right, let's pause 10 seconds and allow for station identification here across these stations on the BMO Bucks Radio
Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So can Milwaukee continue to battle back? They're forced to play come-from-behind basketball here again here tonight, similar to Game 2 where they trailed for much of that game from about the first quarter on. And once again, behind the eight ball here tonight, but without Giannis, once again, battling, fighting, and clawing after a rugged first quarter that saw the Bucks give up 39 points, most they've given up since January the 8th in the first quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Here's Andrew Nembhard with the Pacers, putting up a floater out of the timeout. He couldn't hit it. Lopez got a paw on the way of it, and the rebound secured by Brook as he'll hand it out to Lillard. Dame's going the other way for the Bucks into the front court. Chance to get it back to single digits on this possession. He's defended by Nembhard, wearing that white headband, top of the arc. Dribble drive now passes to Portis. Portis drives inside, throws on the brakes, gets Turner to bite, and then missed the floater. Bobby just has not been hitting the shot that he typically does with consistency these last two games. That shot is right in his wheelhouse. Turner pulls up. He has been hitting as he connects from 18 feet just behind the free throw line. He's got 18 points now to lead his team in scoring. Bucks go down by 13 again. Another opportunity to get it closer, and good look, just not able to execute. Shots just have not consistently been falling for Milwaukee throughout this game. Here's a good setup for Dame. Gave it inside to Beverly. Beverly caught it and got caught between decisions there. He was thinking about trying to put it up. New Turner was lurking, thought about passing it, and thought about dribbling it. That is too many things to be thinking about in that spot. Middleton's going to check out of the game. Coming in for the Bucks, A.J. Green. So it's Indiana basketball leading 77-64, 7:27 to play in the third. Nembhard's got it right side of the lane, sends out top, tipped away and taken by Portis. He's going the other way with Siakam fouling him from behind as he challenged on a dunk attempt from Bobby Portis. So Portis sets himself up to run on the other side. Good hustle from Siakam, who commits his first foul. And that will send Bobby to the free throw line. For this season, Portis is a 79% free throw shooter, making his sixth consecutive start here tonight in place of the injured Giannis Antetokounmpo. So this is a new chant. We're used to hearing Bobby's name chanted, but not quite this derivation. And the mayor of Milwaukee says, you know what? Bring it on. Knocks down the first of two free throws. We're brought to you by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. In fact, I got to wonder if something like that even charges a guy like Bobby Portis up even more. Second free throw is all net. They weren't going to give him the privilege of knowing they had anything to do with him missing a free throw there. We got a whistle and a foul on the inbound pass going the other way. Pat Beverly is going to get his hand caught in the cookie jar here. Pat Bev with his first. Both teams now with two team fouls here in the opening 5 minutes of this second half. Indiana with the 11-point lead in the basketball. Tyrese Haliburton moves it across the midcourt stripe. He's going to take it to the left side. He's pushed over now as he's going to drive. Hand off to Turner, and Turner was fouled going up. He just missed on the shot up close. And he'll head to the line for two. So free throws starting to become more of a trend here in the second half as we play just about 5 minutes. A.J. Green gets called for the Bucks' third team foul. Turner in his sixth playoff appearance, longest tenured Pacer on the roster. On the first free throw, gets it to drop. Well, the Bucks, prior to this game, and not surprisingly with Giannis out, have not had the same luck getting to the line as they did in the regular season, as the second free throw goes. 12th in these playoffs in terms of free throw attempt rate, but again, 94% when they have gotten there, and that's also a byproduct of Giannis being out. Here's another turnover. Lopez was trying to feed it down low, was deflected and taken away by Siakam. Siakam's going the other way, spins inside, lays it in. And again, those turnovers and bad shot selection just punishes you like no other team with against this Indiana squad. They converted to points so quickly. 15-point lead just like that again for the Pacers. Lillard the other way. He's got it top of the arc, fires up a three, and he cans it. Oh, Milwaukee needed that. Dame time arriving, we hope, in the second half, where it has been primarily in the first half throughout this series. But he connects on the Michelob Ultra 3. And now Turner's got it on the other end. Top of the arc, he hands it off to Siakam. Siakam is switched and picked up by Lopez again. Lopez in the crouch at the top of the arc. Siakam wants to attack him. Use that quickness. He gets by him and draws the whistle and the foul. That's a tough matchup, and it has been all series long for the Bucks, because without Giannis, they just don't have someone with that length and quickness to match up against Pascal Siakam. Brook Lopez, for all of his strengths, quickness is not one of them. And that will send Pascal Siakam to the free throw line for two shots. Siakam starting to get going here a little bit in the second half after he was held to just 6 points in the first half. He's about to potentially match that number if he can make these two free throws. And he hits the first. 82-69, Pacers with the lead. A lead that they have not relinquished at any point in this game tonight. Siakam takes a deep breath. The longtime Toronto Raptor misses on the second free throw, too strong. Rebound tracked down by Portis. He hands to Lillard. Dame goes the other way for the Bucks. Shepherds it across the midcourt stripe with a behind-the-back dribble with Nembhard playing him tightly. He's at the top of the arc, goes into the air, draws the contact again on the three. This one misses off the heel of the rim, but Dame's going to have three more free throws coming. Second time tonight he's been fouled on a three-pointer, and he has been getting fouled on three-pointers regularly throughout this series as Indiana has been burned by Damian Lillard one too many times on those three-pointers. They do not want to give him an open look, and sometimes it can result in over-pursuit, as we saw throughout the regular season when Lillard was fouled on threes, the second most of any player in the league, behind only James Harden. And his first free throw is good. So Lillard now sitting with 16 points after he scored 9 in the first half on 2 of 10 shooting here in the second half. Lillard has connected on both of his field goals, a pair of three-pointers, and now at the line for three free throws where he knocks down the second. Dame can get this back to a 10-point game now as Beverly's going to check out. He's replaced by Pat Connaughton. By the way, that last foul was the third on Nembhard. Andre Jackson Jr. is also back in now for Milwaukee. He replaces Bobby Portis. Another free throw coming from Lillard. Nembhard with that third foul will take a seat on the bench. T.J. McConnell comes on to replace him. 5:59 to go in the third. Indiana 82, Milwaukee 71. Bucks looked like they were about to get blown out of the building throughout the first quarter. Went down by 19 points late in that quarter, but have held on and continue to fight and claw, shorthanded again here tonight. Lillard knocks down all three free throws, and if he can get going, it is a game changer. 8 for 8 from the line. And again, for Indiana, it'll only be up by 12 at halftime, as well as they had dominated that much of that first half. It had to make them a little nervous. Here's a drive. Halliburton's going to hand the ball off to Shepherd. Now to the left wing. Turner fires away from three. That misses, but another offensive rebound as Halliburton was completely unaccounted for. I just don't know how you can allow him to swoop in there. Two Bucks players just kind of standing around looking when Halliburton swooped in for the easy layup. That's a guard who did that. They have got to clean that up. Lillard's got it on the near wing now. 12-point lead for the Pacers. Connaughton catch and shoot three, missed it short. Here comes McConnell the other way, hands to Halliburton. Halliburton drives, sends it to the trailer. Toppin out top to Turner, back to Toppin. Toppin with a head fake. He's going to fire away from three, and for the first time tonight, Obi Toppin unable to connect on a three-pointer. Actually, beg your pardon, he'd missed his last one. So he's 2 for 4 now from three, and Milwaukee's got it on the other end. Fortunate to be just down by the 12 after another open look. Here's Lillard. He'll squeeze off a three. Missed it wide left. Rebounded by Toppin, and he hands it now to Halliburton going the other way for the Pacers. Bucks still just 4 of 18 from three. Halliburton into the paint. Comes to a stop at the free throw line. Hands off to Turner. 17-foot jumper. Back iron strong. Rebound pulled down by A.J. Green. He'll give to Lillard. Pacers have cooled off here a little bit offensively after a scorching start to this game in the first quarter. Here in this quarter, it's Milwaukee trying to fight hard. Lillard drives into a crowd. He thought he got fouled, missed the scoop shot off the window, and the Pacers go the other way with it. Lillard behind the play. Now they're going to work it to the corner. Shepard, three-pointer, air ball, but it goes right to McConnell. Hands it off, and here's a foul as Turner was going up with it. So Miles Turner to the line, and those offensive rebounds continue to plague the Bucks. Second chance points have been a backbreaker for Milwaukee here tonight. Indiana's got 22 of them, and that was their 12th offensive rebound on an air ball that just happened to go right to McConnell. You live with that one much more than the Halliburton one where he just swooped in and nobody accounted for him. First free throw is good from Turner. Pacers haven't been shooting it particularly well here again of late, though. They've missed four of their last five shots. And it's opened the door. The question is, can the Bucks break through the door? It's still a 13-point lead, and now Turner a chance to get it to 14. They just haven't been able to get closer than really nine. They got it back to within seven at 1 point second quarter. Had a chance to get it to four, but missed an open three. Turner makes both free throws, and it's again a 14-point lead. Kind of taking on a little bit of the feel of that last game these teams played in game two, where the Bucks just couldn't turn that corner, trying to climb from behind again tonight. Lopez gets his man to fall down as McConnell went springing to the deck. It opens the door, and Lopez floats it up and good. So he hits that one from about 5 feet away. Now Indiana's got it the other way, leading by 12. Halliburton into a crowd. Sends out left wing. McConnell tees up a three. Missed it well short. Rebound to Connaughton. It's Connaughton, Middleton, Lopez, along with Green and Jackson for the Bucks. Jackson, we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Lopez drilled the three, and they're not going to give it to him, even though Brooke is saying, I got that thing off around the time the foul was whistled. I think he got it off after, but the foul against the Pacers. Brooks going to continue to litigate, say, hey, baby, I hit that, baby. Give me credit and the ball. Instead, I think it's just going to be Bucks ball. Well, let's see here. Lopez is continuing to make his case as he makes talking to these officials, and I don't know if there's a wet spot they're calling for now that needs to be cleaned up. Right now, Carl Lane is standing right over a spot, and I think that is the case where those bodies got tangled up. Now we got a blood rule stoppage here. Not sure who was cut. I'm scanning the sidelines to see if somebody is being tended to for either side. Where's Middleton? Chris must have. No, Chris is out there. I'm not sure who it was. The foul was on Miles Turner, and for Turner, it was his second foul. For the Pacers, that foul was their last to give here in this quarter. We're still 3:34 to play. Lopez has it at the top of the arc. He hands to Middleton. Middleton stumbled ahead. He had Turner on him, so he'll have to retreat with seven to shoot. Chris launches one up from three, and he hits it from the right side right in front of the Pacers bench. Chris Middleton knocking down the three that gets the Bucks back to within single digits again. Here's McConnell. He works it to the corner. Three-pointer off the mark. We got a whistle and a foul on whom? Toppin and Middleton were tangled up, and I think it's on Middleton. And if it is, it's going to be free throws for the Pacers. So that'll be the second on Middleton, and the Bucks go into the penalty. Both teams in the penalty the rest of the way here in this third quarter. An 86-77 game. A game the Pacers have led by as many as 19 and have led by double digits almost throughout. But the Bucks back to within single digits, at least for the time being. And Toppin will keep it that way, at least for now. He misses on the first of two. Obi Toppin, just 1 of 9 from three-point range in the first two games of this series, despite the fact that he'd shot 43% in the regular season from December the 1st on. And he's hit 2 of 4 here tonight. Misses the first free throw here, though, as Siakam's going to come into the game replacing Turner. You can almost get a sense, fans a little uneasy. They know that this Pacers team has, for the most part, dominated this game, but they just haven't been able to deliver that knockout punch thus far. Bobby Portis just checked into the game. He replaces Brook Lopez as the second free throw is good from Toppin. And Milwaukee will have it going the other way down. 87-77. 3:07 to play in the third. Andre Jackson Jr. with it on the right wing for the Bucks. Bounce pass to Middleton. Middleton with a head fake. Crossing over. Bounced off his foot. Is picked up by Nesmith. His former mentee takes it the other way. Jackson fouls him as he was going up. And that'll be free throws for Neesmith. That's a good foul, though, by Andre Jackson. However, it will be his third personal foul of the night. But it prevents the easy layup, and the Pacers are going to have to earn this one. So it looks like we have a timeout on the floor. 2:56 to play. We're in the third quarter. We will take it with them. It's the Bucks down by 10, trying to hang in there here in downtown Indianapolis. Playoff basketball here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Playoffs.
Yeah. 2:56 remaining in the third quarter. We welcome you back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, a place where the Bucks, who had a ton of success here in this building, had won 5 consecutive games in this building before losing the first regular season meeting this year, but have won 10 of the last 12 here in Indianapolis. But they're going to have to earn this one here tonight without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a 6th consecutive game, missing this one with a calf soreness. And for Milwaukee, they currently trail it by 10 points, 87-77, trailing by as many as 19 tonight, have not led in this game, but Aaron Nesmith is stepping to the line when we resume play. Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback, being recognized here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It's a good sports town here in Indianapolis, no question about it, and their fans have made a lot of noise so far throughout this one. We're brought to you by Pottawatomie. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots and table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. First 2 free throws is up and good for Nesmith. Also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, scoring's down in these playoffs. 102 points per game through the first 2 games of each team's series was down 8 points per game from a year ago as that second free throw misses. The lowest it's been since the 2016 playoffs, and this thing slowed down after an early start. Here's a lob pass. Jackson sent it. A good feed down low to Portis. Portis came down with it, though, and has to pass it out. Was in some trouble. Gets it to Connaughton. Back to Bobby. Now he's isolated. Portis sends to Middleton. Catch and shoot 3 on the way. That misses wide right. Chris had sat for about 3.5 minutes, but he's back out there now. Halliburton the other way. Middleton so far 22 points to lead the Bucks in scoring. Siakam's got it defended by Middleton. He's left of the lane. Sends out top. Toppin right back to Siakam. Siakam right back to Toppin. Toppin fires away from 3. Too strong, but a long rebound right to Nesmith. He'll give to Halliburton. Halliburton steps to his right. He has to hand it off. Connaughton was on him. Now here's Tyrese Halliburton driving again. Passes out to Neesmith. Somehow it got to him. Dangerous pass. Neesmith with a second to spare. Fires up a jumper. Missed it, fading away. And a good job of defense there for the Bucks, who have now held the Pacers without a field goal for over 3 minutes. Middleton goes the other way for the Bucks. Down by 11. A.J. Green going to pull up just inside the arc. And he cans the jumper. Good-looking shot for the second-year pro who grew up not far from here, 450 miles northwest of Indy through Illinois. And now we got a whistle and an offensive foul going against the Pacers. Obi Toppin gets called for the foul. So Milwaukee's going to have it down by just the 9 points. Keep saying it. If you get to that next quarter, that next half, whatever it is, in this case it would be the fourth quarter, you're down by single digits the way this thing's gone. You feel like you got a shot if you're this Bucks team. The longer Milwaukee hangs around, and this one having never led in spite of some craziness, you got to feel like perhaps the Bucks flip that switch on and they make this Pacers team nervous, almost turning the script on this young Indiana team. Here's Connaughton driving. We've got a whistle and a foul on T.J. McConnell, who was trying to fight through a screen from Middleton. Fans wanted the moving screen on Chris. Instead, it's a foul on McConnell. And for T.J. McConnell, it's his second. Fans saw the replay, didn't like it. And we'll see if Rick Carlisle decides he wants to challenge. And I think he does. I think they're going to say that Chris Middleton extended his derriere, if you will, trying to create space. Let's see that one more time. So timeout used.
The defensive personal foul called on McConnell is being challenged by Indiana.
So they will take a look at this one. We have not seen a challenge thus far in this game. I saw that replay one time on the Jumbotron close. I didn't get a good look at it. Oh, man, I'll tell you, that is going to be tough to overrule. I don't think it was overt. Chris sold it. I'm going 50-50. How's that for going out on a limb? 50-50. I've learned my lesson from the last game when we thought, no way it's overturned. No chance. Next thing you know, it was overturned once again. Tony Brothers on the microphone saying the challenge has been successful. So fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. 90 seconds still to play here in this third quarter.
After replay review, the defender does not have the time or opportunity to change direction as the screener is illegal. The challenge will be successful. It will be an offensive foul. Indiana will get their timeout back.
I told you there was a 50-50 chance it would go that way. So, once again, I'm right. Unfortunately for the Bucks, that means that Indiana's got the basketball and Chris Middleton now has his third personal foul. So Indiana's got it out of bounds, leading 88-79 with 1:30 to play here in this third quarter. In game three of this best of seven series, tied at a game apiece. Winner will take a 2-1 lead into Sunday's game four at 7 o'clock local time, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time for those listening in the great state of Wisconsin. Here comes Pascal Siakam for the Pacers. He's into the front court. Crossing over, stutter step, pulls up, free throw line jumper, back iron, no good. Rebounded by Connaughton. So Indiana still struggling to get those shots to go as Andre Jackson's got it into the front court now. He's playing extended playing time since that second quarter when he played 10 minutes. Gave this team some needed energy and defense for that matter. Here's Green. Passes to the left wing over to Connaughton. Now to Portis. Portis left of the lane. He's trying to post up. He fades and fires. Contested shot is a beauty. Bobby Portis gets it back to a 7-point game. Indiana going the other direction. They haven't scored in over 3.5 minutes with a field goal, that is. Here's McConnell. He drives inside, comes to a stop, sends it to the near side. Now they get it to top and a head fake from the corner. He drives, works it over to Siakam, and with 6 to shoot, now he passes to Neesmith. Neesmith drives in and lays it in. Great ball movement and patience from the Pacers there as they snap that run of futility in the way of field goals. That drought comes to a close, and the Pacers back ahead by 9. 27 seconds to play in the quarter. Here's a turnover. Lazy pass from Portis taken away by Neesmith, then he gives it right back to Connaughton, and now the shot clock is off. They were looking to run, and Connaughton played center field and caught that one. So Milwaukee going the other way, trailing by nine. Can they get this back to a seven-point game or even six with a three? Connaughton holds the ball. Shot clock is now at six. Pat, left wing, gives it to Middleton. Middleton, top of the arc. Couple head fakes, puts up the jumper at the horn, and he knocks it down. Count that, baby, and the Bucks pull back to within seven going into the fourth quarter. 90-83, Chris Middleton at the horn, knocks down the jumper, and Milwaukee is back to within 7 points after trailing by as many as 19 tonight. The Bucks continue to lurk. Can they finally make that push and get their first lead of this game? We'll try to answer that when we come back. Fourth quarter on the other side of this timeout. Playoff hoops here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer your day. And Menards offers a variety of appliances for every part of your home. Criterion has refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers built to help make your life simpler. No matter how busy your life is, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Save big money on all Criterion appliances. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save big money at
Menards. Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are on the championship hunt. Throughout their playoff run, you can score big with the Fan Fuel program from Pick and Save. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for your shot to earn 100 bonus fuel points on participating products. Then redeem fuel points at participating BP and Amoco stations. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for details. Score your first basket for each playoff game, in-store, pickup, or scheduled delivery at Pick and Save, proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
We go to the final quarter here in this Game 3 showdown between the Bucks and the Pacers for the 10th meeting in the playoffs between these longtime rivals, as the Bucks right now trailing it by 7 points, a game they have not led, 90-83. It is as close as it has been since it was a 6-point game with about 4:50 to go in the first quarter of that one, as Milwaukee will try to keep battling their way in this thing, see if they can find a way to overcome this deficit here. Indiana this season has been awfully good when leading after three quarters. 43 wins, 5 losses. When leading after three for the Bucks this season, just 6-28 when trailing after three quarters. Indiana struggled to shoot the ball, though, in that third quarter. Bucks defense had something to say about that. Indiana just 37% shooting in that quarter. 1 of 9 from three-point range. They mustered just 23 points in the frame. In fact, as they're going to come with full court pressure, almost force a turnover. Bucks start with the basketball going right to left. Andre Jackson off to Middleton. He'll give to Portis. Portis passed up on a three, drives laterally now. Little floater up and good. And the Bucks are back to within 5, trailing by as many as 19 points. At the end of the first quarter, Milwaukee has gotten this thing as close as they've been since early in this game. They got a whistle and a foul on the floor on the drive from T.J. McConnell. But for this Bucks defense, they're starting to dig in a little bit. And Indiana finding the going to get a little bit more arduous here. Closest it's been since there was about 7 minutes left in this game when it was a 12-8 contest. Or in the first quarter, that is, at that point. Here's McConnell driving down to the low baseline with 7 to shoot. He's working on Middleton. Spins inside, pulls up. That's a nifty move from T.J. McConnell, and it comes at a big moment to get his team back to head by 7. The 11:20 to play in the fourth. The Bucks continue to try to climb that mountain after trailing throughout. Jackson, Lillard, Portis, Middleton, and Green for the Bucks to start things in the fourth. Got a whistle away from the ball. It's Nesmith, and he gets tangled up with his old buddy Chris Middleton, his mentor from back in the day. The two Charleston, South Carolina natives have been battling throughout this series. And for Nesmith, that'll go as his third foul for Indiana. First team foul here in the fourth. Jackson comes out. Pat Bev is in. Pacers starting this quarter with Nesmith, Siakam, Toppin, Shepard, and McConnell. Inbound pass to Portis. Portis will give it to Lillard. Bucks in green. Pacers in bright gold. Here's the drive. Lillard sends out top. Middleton a head fake from three. Drives inside. Gets underneath the defense and lays it in off the window using the right hand. Chris Middleton trying to carry the load. He's got 26 points now. The Bucks' leading scorer here tonight. Here's McConnell. Works it to the left wing. Nesmith has it there, defended by A.J. Green. He'll hand it now to Siakam. Siakam working on the defense from Middleton. Middleton's done a nice job on him. Going to pass it to the left wing. Now to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Toppin couldn't hit. Rebound pulled in by Green. Here comes Damian Lillard for the Bucks going the other way. 90 seconds gone in the fourth. Damian Lillard to the top of the arc. Down 92-87. Lillard picked up by Shepard. He hoists up a three, and he drills it from straight on. The Bucks are back to within two. Timeout, Indiana. Milwaukee has got this thing in their sights. Down by 19. Back to within two. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It truly pays to be a member of Egg Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Egg Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of a 0.5%. Together, Egg Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Started.
Well, this one looked like it might be a laugher early. Pacers not laughing now. It's a 92-90 game. Milwaukee trailing once by as many as 19 points. Has got it back to within two. First time it's been this close since it was 3-1. Milwaukee's in the midst of an 18-6 run, and it has been fueled by defense. Indiana, 8 of the last 21 shots. They have gone 2 of their last 11 from the floor. And that has opened the door for Milwaukee to try to climb back into this one. Indiana and Milwaukee deadlocked at a game apiece coming into this thing. The Bucks playing without Giannis for a 6th straight game. Damian Lillard left the game in the first quarter. We weren't sure if he would come back. He did to begin the second quarter. And Chris Middleton with 26 points, one off of his season-high 27 he had in the regular season, is currently leading the charge with Lillard providing 21 points, 8 of them off the free throw line where he's gone 8 of 8 just 5 of 15 shooting, but Dame's back in Indianapolis for the first time since hoisting that All-Star Game MVP trophy to a chorus of boos, where they were really hoping Tyrese Halliburton would raise that hardware, but it was Damian Lillard, the MVP and the three-point shooting contest champion. We'll see what he can do here in the close of this one. Can he pull out a little more magic in this building? Some aggressive defense from Pat Beverly trying to pry it free from Tyrese Halliburton. A little too aggressive as Carl Lane blows the whistle for the foul. Pat Bev, though, was badgering him, poking and prodding at the ball. Picks up his first foul. For the Bucks, team foul number two. Inbound pass to Toppin. He'll give it to Halliburton. He's defended by Beverly. Drives in another foul on Pat Bev. Well, Halliburton trying to use that quickness and that aggression from Beverly against him. And he gets a couple quick calls on Pat Bev, and two quick ones against the Bucks. Halliburton takes the inbound pass. Going to hand it off, sends it to the near side. Toppin will pass it back to Tyrese Halliburton. Top of the arc, defended by Connaughton now. Pat trying to get him to go left. He does. Drives, puts the runner off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Portis. He'll give to Lillard. Dame does not have numbers going the other way. He's got it on the right wing. He's going to tee up a three for the lead. Yes, sir! Damian Lillard has given the Bucks their first lead of the night. It's 93-92 with 9:35 to play in the fourth. On the other side, Nembhard goes into the air. We got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. That's A.J. Green getting called for the foul. So Green gets whistled for what will be his second foul. And now the Bucks with three quick fouls will be in the penalty. The rest of the way with still 9:30 to go in this fourth quarter. But Milwaukee making the plays here in the second half, and even more importantly, playing defense. Nembhard has the ball knocked away by Portis, but he recovers it. Now hands it off to Halliburton. Halliburton on the right wing gives to Nesmith. Nesmith drives laterally. Lillard seals him off. He has to pass it out. Three-pointer late in the shot clock. Turner couldn't hit. Good rebound by Beverly. Goes tumbling down and then touched the end line. He thought he got shoved. I'd like to see a replay of this one. Doc Rivers is wondering the same thing. Why did he get knocked down so hard? Let's see. Oh, he may have been fouled. I don't know if it's worth the challenge or not. It was close. They're not going to roll the dice. Here comes the inbound pass. Nembhard will send it to Siakam. Siakam at the free throw line. Bobbing and weaving. Pulls up. Misses the jumper. Too strong off the back iron. And Indiana continues to struggle to hit shots here in this second half. Pat Connaughton going the other way for the Bucks. Leading by one, once down by 19. Have not led until this very moment. Lillard hands the ball to Portis. Back to Dame. Dame with seven to shoot, being played tightly by Nembhard at the top of the arc. He's going to uncork a three. Just missed it. Rebounded by Portis. He'll lay it off the window and good. And Milwaukee leads by three, extending that lead. A 23-6 run now for the Bucks. Halliburton navigating the other way. He's on the right wing. Hands it out to Siakam. Siakam, a jab step in, now moves to the right wing. Hands it to Halliburton. Halliburton, top of the arc with nine to shoot. Back to Siakam. He's got Pat Bev trying to dig in on him. Passes it to the near wing. Halliburton flicks the wrist. Three ball, too strong. Rebound ripped down by Portis. Milwaukee's got all the momentum. A 23-6 run over the last 7 minutes for Milwaukee now. Pat Bev has it on the other side. He's out there along with Lillard, Portis, Connaughton, and Green. The pass to Portis. Portis hands it off to Lillard. Lillard back to Bobby. He's going to launch one from three, and it just missed back iron. That would have been a big one. Instead, it remains a three-point lead. Outlet feed to Siakam the other way. Siakam got fouled down low. He'll go to the line for two. That is what we have not been seeing as much of for Indiana. That transition attack, the fast break looks. The Bucks have done a much better job preventing those types of opportunities. And when you get this Indiana offense into the half court, you have taken their fangs away. And that is exactly what the Bucks are going to need to do the rest of the way if they want to win this game. So here is Siakam at the line, and he will knock down the first of two. Pascal Siakam acquired on a trade in January in exchange for Bruce Brown, Kira Lewis, Jordan Moore, and three first-round picks. That deal consummated on January 17th. His second free throw is on the way, and it's good. 73% free throw shooter. Looked confident on both of those. Back to a one-point game. 7:47 to go in the fourth. Here's Pat Bev the other way. Into the front court on the near wing. Hands it to Lillard. Dame with a right-hand dribble. Defended by Nembhard. He's going to squeeze off a three. Missed it short. Rebound controlled underneath by Turner. So the Bucks, who knocked down some of those big shots a couple moments ago, have now missed two in a row. And here's Haliburton trying to give his team the lead back. Nice feed inside. Siakam powers it up and in traffic. And the Pacers have reclaimed the lead. Tyrese Haliburton with his 13th assist of the game. And as we sit, 7:22 to play in the fourth quarter, it is getting tense here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The nitty and the gritty of playoff basketball palpable in the air here in downtown Indy. We'll step aside, coming back, 96-95, Pacers back ahead by one when we return here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
At We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Well, we got a good one brewing here tonight. Didn't look like it was going to be early on when the Bucks went down by 19 points at the close of the first quarter, but they kept hanging around. And here in the second half, the Bucks, after shooting 56% in the third quarter, have hit five of their eight shots here in the fourth, and they have climbed back to within one, took a three-point lead, had a chance to get it to six before an open three was missed by Portis. But the Pacers, just 2 of 7 in this fourth quarter. Let's take a look at those fourth quarter numbers. Bucks 5 of 8 from the floor. Pacers 2 of 7. Milwaukee's outscored Indiana 12 to 6 here in this quarter. Your fourth quarter numbers brought to you as always by Network Health. They make health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. Great atmosphere for playoff hoops here in downtown Indianapolis. Milwaukee and Indy have played a series that has very little settled to this point. No Giannis tonight. The Bucks still trying to fight and claw their way to a Game 3 win here on the road. They've got the basketball after the timeout. Damian Lillard out there with Pat Bev, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, and Brook Lopez. If the Bucks can hit field goals, boy, it makes their defensive life a heck of a lot easier. Lopez, wide open three in the corner. He missed it. Rebound tapped out to Middleton, though. Middleton then missed the, no, he got it to go. Looked like it was bouncing out, but it ended up going in. And so the Bucks reclaimed the lead by one, 97-96. Indiana the other direction. Haliburton the other direction. He sends a bounce pass to Siakam. Siakam on the right elbow. working on Portis, spinning on Bobby, leans around, missed the shot, rebound gobbled up by Bobby Portis again. In that half-court offense, you are taking the fangs off the monster for this Indiana offense if you can keep them from running. 97-96 lead for Milwaukee. Damian Lillard's got it around that midcourt logo. Passes to the near side. Beverly's got it there, defended by Halliburton. Driving in on Halliburton. Jump stop in the paint. Fates and fires. That shot just off the front iron. Rebound off the fingertips of Brook Lopez. It's Indiana ball. Well, Bobby Portis' shot hasn't always been working here in the last two games. 6 of 14 tonight, but he does have 17 rebounds now for the Bucks. Pascal Siakam working on Portis again. He's in the paint, had the ball poked free. Pat Bev didn't see it, though, and it's picked up by Halliburton. Back to Siakam. Going to send it back out. Halliburton thought about the three. Now he's going to tee it up top of the arc with a shot clock at three, and he splashes it through. So the Oshkosh Wisconsin native hits a big one for his team, puts him back ahead by two. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Lillard the other way now. Dame tonight has played 34 minutes. He's got it. Driving down the left side of the lane. Scoops to the hoop. Couldn't make the shot. We got a late whistle and a foul going against the Pacers. By the way, those 17 rebounds tie Bobby Portis's postseason career high. As Damian Lillard will now step to the line. And with that, Portis, 14 points and 17 rebounds. Now a double-double in all three postseason games he has played. The Bucks 8-1 in the postseason when Bobby has had a double-double. First of two free throws from Lillard is up and good as Turner was called for that foul. It was Miles Turner's third and the Pacers second. The Bucks are in the penalty. Pacers with still two more to give. All five Bucks starters are in double figures scoring-wise. They've only gotten 6 points from their bench, but again, that bench gets tested when you lose starters like Giannis unavailable. They haven't gotten a ton of scoring from the bench. And that's a bit of an understatement. Outscored 28-6 in bench points here tonight. Lillard, second free throw on the way. It's good. And the Bucks have tied it again. 99 apiece. Damian Lillard now 26 points, 10 of 10 from the line. Just 6 of 18 shooting, 4 of 11 from distance. Here's Tyrese Halliburton the other way now for Indiana, crossing over. Beverly forcing him to drive left. He'll hand it off to Turner. Now Turner, a little handoff action to Nembhard. Nembhard sends out top. Turner fires away from three. Too strong, but a long rebound right back to Halliburton. Pacers look to reset the offense with nine to shoot. Halliburton weaving his way into the paint. He puts up a floater and gets it to go from 13 feet away. So Tyrese Halliburton starting to pick up his scoring here late in this game. He's got 15 points to go with his game-high 13 rebounds, or I should say assists. Lillard, a jab step, gets the contact, puts the runner off the back iron, no good, but they cannot keep him off the line. Indiana sending Damian Lillard back to the free throw line where he is 10 of 10 in this game tonight. So the foul will be team foul number three on the Pacers, and for Damian Lillard, he'll try to just keep it coming from that free throw line where he has been automatic, and he continues again, knocking down the first of two. Lillard, 9 double-digit free throw attempt games in his first 16, 12 in his last 63, but boy, he's been doing quite a bit more here of late. And the second free throw is good. He continues to carry this team from the free throw line. So the game is tied again. Pacers go the other direction with it. Halliburton into the front court. 4:50 to go now in regulation. Tyrese Halliburton working on Lillard, crossing him over. It's a battle brewing, and he lost it. Ball's picked up by Pat Bev. He'll hand it to Middleton. Halliburton with a rare turnover, only had 7 of them in the first 5 games against the Bucks. Middleton drives and kicks. Corner three. Bobby Portis finds the bottom of the net. Comes away showing that 3-point signal as he lays it low to the floor going the other way. 104-101, Bucks by three. Nembhard the other direction. He's at the top of the arc. Comes to a stop at the right elbow. Sends out to Halliburton. Halliburton crossing over, drives inside, funnels it to the corner. Turner fires from three and ties the game. Miles Turner, a three-point shooting assassin in that corner. And once again, he comes up with a big bucket. Actually, we're going to keep it here for this. We have gone through our timeout. So with 4:08 to play, timeout used by Milwaukee. And for the Bucks, they'll still have two more at their disposal. Indiana with three. What a ball game this has proven to be. As Milwaukee and Indiana fighting each other down to the finish line here in the late going of this one. In front of a packed house, nobody sitting here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, certainly in the lower bowl, everybody on their feet. While we've got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds to allow for stations to identify themselves.